BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's your Bumbleo Wednesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We speak to a man that is so keen on bangers, he's created a whole spreadsheet about it, full of facts and figures. How's Judge Rinder getting on Strictly Come Dancing? We have an update. And Clara Amfo plays Real or No Real. Bring me the horizon.
Scott Mills.
One. Afternoon. Right, we're going to Bumbleo in a bit. And this is Scott Mills with Kanye West and Fade and Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj side to side coming up. You all right, Chris?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a bit concerned about you because you're looking a little bit pasty again. Now, listen, I'm just doing a little friend check-in. It's not summer anymore. Are you still having a barbecue every night?
That is mainly the only option I've got at the moment, but it's a lot of service stations. Obviously, because we're travelling around a lot with freshers.
Oh, right, I was going to say, you're not going to a service station on purpose just to get your food of an
No,
evening.
Although we did talk about doing a night out at Beaconsfield, didn't we?
We did, because Beaconsfield is the best. You could have a great night out there at Beaconsfield Services, because there is a pub.
Yeah.
As long as you're not driving, it's all good.
I don't know, the pasty thing, it might just be a lack of sun and a mix of not eating enough vegetables.
Can you explain to us, if people didn't hear, why you're only cooking food on a barbecue, right?
Oh, right, yeah, because, I've just moved into a new place and all I've got is a barbecue, literally.
First thing you've got.
I haven't got a kitchen and I haven't got a bathroom.
What is going on with that? Do you know where your girlfriend's going yet?
No. We're still trying to sort that. We need a more permanent solution.
Right.
I was looking at trying to rent Portaloos yesterday.
Where are you actually?
Which is not something I ever thought I'd expect to have to do, but it just seems really, really immoral having to pay for that kind of thing.
Right, okay.
And they're strangely expensive.
Yeah. So maybe just get like a toilet.
No, the plan is at some point to have a toilet put in there.
Right, okay.
But Scott, I'm amazed how slow the progress is.
It's a long game, but isn't it?
I think it's because I'm project managing. It's very different to how it looks on Grand Designs.
It's not the same. But maybe now we've said this, Kevin McLeod will call.
Oh, I'm going to tweet him now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. I feel his
face. Hi, Alan and Jason. From Wilcox Property, they're working on a Grand Designs house at the minute. Kev's not there. Not today.
I've just tweeted him, actually.
We're on the next series, they say. Saying what?
I've tweeted him. Well, it's not so much a Grand Design that I'm doing at the moment.
No, really not.
It's quite the opposite. Yeah. But it really does need someone to just grab hold of it.
Yeah.
Someone who knows what they're doing. I just tweeted him, hey, random one, not much of a Grand Design, but you up for sorting my place out?
haven't
even got a toilet. It's causing issues.
But you don't need him. You need lower level than him.
I don't know who that would be on Twitter to tweet.
Nick Knowles.
I can't tweet Nick Knowles and him.
You that can. You've made a massive error by, you've gone too big with Kevin McLeod.
So I see. So you go to Nick Knowles for the smaller kind of things, right?
Because you're having a DIY SOS. That's
fine.
What you're having.
So I've tweeted the wrong, show.
Like, you've tweeted someone that, if you want a treehouse and a wet room. And you're not at that stage yet. You just need a toilet.
I just need the basics. I need something to cook on. There isn't a barbecue and a toilet.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
Where are you right now, please?
I am at Beaconsfield Services, the one and only.
Do you feel like you're on holiday?
Sorry?
Do you feel like you're on holiday a bit?
It is, yes.
Also, people are going, oh, what about Fleet Services? You've forgotten that. They've given you a bridge. I'm not saying it's the best, Beaconsfield. I'm saying it's one of the best.
I'm saying there's more going on at Beaconsfield, actually.
Oh.
I mean, Fleet's good for hide and seek, but Beaconsfield, there's just more stuff going on in there.
Why are you there? You just stopped off?
I'm just at lunch around the corner from work.
All right, so you've gone to Beaconsfield Services specially for lunch.
Yeah.
Treat yourself, why not? It's Wednesday.
Absolutely, there's lots of choice.
There's a lot of choice, right?
Yeah.
You got the spoons there, you got the Simply Food place if you want to take out.
I call it the Ring of Desire there, because what you do is it's like a giant circle there and you just make your way round, like almost as if you're parading a horse around.
Where's that place with the massive with the massive spring rolls?
Ah, right. So if you just go through the entrance there, right in front of you, there'll be, you'll see it, literally through the entrance, there's, trays of noodles, curries, and, these ginormous spring rolls. They're not even, the little ones, the huge ones.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah. So you've got that, you've got the YFC there. Also, if the weather's nice, you want to go al fresco, you've got that lakeside terrace with the path that leads to the woods. It's all there, isn't it, sugar?
It is. It's all there.
Yeah.
I mean, but you can get a roast. You can get a beanie roast. There's a carvery.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
You must feel like such a baller for your lunchtime.
I know, right?
Do you know what you're going to have yet?
Probably M&S sandwich.
Yeah, do it. Somebody food.
Yeah.
All right, well, have a good day.
Thanks.
Enjoy your lunch.
Bye.
Enjoy Beaconsfield, the place of dreams. Fast car. I wanted to get to anywhere. Maybe we'll make a deal. Maybe together we can go somewhere. One. Every now and again, a caller that we get or an email blows our mind, and this person has done something absolutely great. Hi, Keane.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I am good. Your email is incredible.
Oh, stop. I'm such a nerd.
You are a nerd, but you're a good nerd.
You're a nerd that uses their powers for good in this situation.
Well, I felt there was an outlying question and I needed to find the answer.
So tell us what you've done.
So basically, I've been listening to Banger since it started and all the callers come on and they go, well, you know, I always pick Chris and then they end up picking Scott. So I wanted to ultimately find out who has won since the start.
If you don't know Bangers, it's something we do every day at 2:40 where I pick an anthem, Chris picks an amazing song, and you lot decide which one gets played.
It's really got quite competitive, hasn't it?
It really has.
Since we started.
So you've done like a proper spreadsheet about Bangers.
Yeah, so I have almost every song, I have all the results, and I have them broken down by which genre does the best, which sort of act does the best, which nationalities are the best, and so forth.
Yeah. Keane, you're like the ultimate stats man. This thing is nuts, right? Like, I struggle with Excel spreadsheets at the best of times because I never have to use them. But this thing is like, it's like a web of information. Scott, I don't even know really how to interpret the results of what he's writing down here, but literally every time we play Bangers, he's there at his computer just typing in the information. He's got the nationality of the artist, you know, all the information about the person who comes on. It's just incredible.
So what I can see here is you've got every single result of Bangers, who wins.
Yeah, from the podcast, yeah.
From the podcast. The date, the day, the name of the caller and their gender.
Yeah.
Whether they choose me or Chris.
Yeah.
Their nationality, even.
Well, yeah, the nationality of the singer of the song.
Yeah.
It's a banger spreadsheet. It's as simple as that. I mean, do you know what we do here at Radio 1? Keep a note of the songs that are chosen. So there's no sort of future clashes, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You can see when it was last played.
But it's not as comprehensive as this.
No, there's gaps in it. Right, I'm looking at the one that's actually used by our show team. I mean, what's that? Between the 6th of May and the 16th of May, they've written absolutely nothing in there. There's just a gap. It's just an assumed gap.
So we can use yours now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we can use your stats. But the great thing about your stats, looking at them, there's so many numbers in there that what you can do is you can break down exactly what type of caller generally will pick me or Scott. You can really do some stereotyping here.
Yeah, like I have a list of stats if you want me to go through a few.
Do you know what? I would love to go through these spreadsheets with you. But I also need to play a song.
That's okay, don't
so
worry.
So if you get the spreadsheet up, and we'll do it after this, all right?
Yep.
Yeah, maths is on the way then.
Oh, good. My favourite. Okay, we'll do it after this.
One, two, three.
The Scott Mills Daily. You know we do a thing called Bangers every day at 2:40 where I pick a song and Chris picks a song and then you decide who wins. We've done it for a while now. To be honest, we keep track on a weekly basis, but we've not been doing it comprehensively for as long as we've been doing it, have we?
No.
But there is someone that has. Our stats man, Keane. Hi, Keane.
Hello.
What I'm looking at now, Keane, on my computer is quite extraordinary. Compiled by you, your spreadsheets. Can you talk me through it, please?
Yes, there's a lot there. So basically, I found out that on average, Scott does better with female callers, whereas Chris does better with male callers.
That's right.
That's an interesting one.
Uh-huh.
Surprisingly, Scott has the highest success rate with rock and R&B songs, whereas Chris is better with dance and rap songs. Yeah.
Dance and rap. Who's dominating the pop, I would have thought, would have been Scott's as well.
It's close. Pop, it's a 47% success rate for Scott and 46% for Chris. So, like, it's pretty close.
You think I choose pop all the time? Not true.
That's just success rate. You do choose pop quite a lot. There's a difference between choosing and success, yeah.
Sure, okay. Keane, I hate to do this to you, because I'm sure your numbers do add up. You said 47% success rate for Scott when he picks pop, and 46% for me.
Yeah.
But that doesn't add up to 100. Am I doing it wrong?
No, the reason why it doesn't add up to 100 is because it's not you don't always put pop up against pop. So if you put pop up against rock, it might lose against pop rock. Do you know that way?
I don't know if you're right, but there will be others that are listening that will.
Okay,
that
so point. Basically, if you put all the success rates together, you'll get 50 and 50. But it's not always like pop versus pop. Then it would be perfect 50-50.
Oh, I hate math.
Okay, but all right. Mm. Well, I won't bother questioning.
I don't even care
because I'm probably wrong.
It's because what you're saying is right, but because if a pop song goes up against a rock song and pop wins, then that's a loss for rock and a win for pop. So it doesn't always mean that each of the genres are 50-50.
Don't argue, Chris.
I'm sorry.
Don't argue.
It's just right. I think a couple of other people were wondering that as well. So it was worth me flagging up, wasn't it, Keane?
It was, yeah, definitely.
What I would like to know, in like bangers in total, who is winning?
Okay, well, yeah, that was a big question I went to find out. So I updated it since yesterday, and I can tell you that Scott is on 57 wins, and Chris is on 61.
Oh, it's quite close, though.
It is quite close. I thought Chris would be much more in the lead because everyone goes, oh, I always pick Chris, but no.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Callers often come on and say they normally pick me, often go for Scott, but they always start with that normally pick Chris. But what you're saying is that that's not factually true.
No, the statistics don't lie.
And what you're saying is I'm generally more popular with girls than Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, and vice versa. I seem to be more popular with guys than you.
But, however...
You see, you don't like that way around,
do you? I
don't
like that at all, no.
Scott has a bigger winning spree. Scott won 7 days in a row. Where
congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying the pie charts that you've done as well.
Oh, of course. I always need a pie chart.
So do you know who my ideal caller would be? Can you work out like she's like female, 23, from Huddersfield?
Named Helen.
Okay. Well, no, see, I don't know their ages or anything like that. But I think you do well with Scottish women, Scott.
I do well with Scottish girls.
Yeah. If they like a bit of R&B Beyonce, then you're a guaranteed win.
Okay, well, this is great. I'm writing all this down.
So are you writing down the nationalities of the callers as well?
Yeah,
we don't even ask them that. So you,
no, we ask them where they're from.
That means you're just assuming.
Yeah, we always say where they're from.
That sounds like...
Right, you ask where you're calling from. So yeah. I guess if they're Aberdeen and if they sound Scottish, I'll go, okay, well, at least I'll put down Scotland. Okay.
You're spending a lot of time on this. I love it.
Well, you see, I just started my job, so I had like a few weeks of doing absolutely nothing and I got so bored. So I said, you know what? I'm an engineer. I know my way around an Excel spreadsheet. I said, why not?
This is great.
Keane, I think we can like employ you as our, well, probably not employ, but endorse you as
that
our...
That means paying someone.
I just realised.
Outsourced, yeah.
Endorse you as a sort of official stats guy for the show and specifically bangers, because you're doing a brilliant job.
Perfect, thank you.
it does make me think, people just offering up their skills to improve the show, because that's what Keane's doing.
Yeah.
He's like, look, I like the show, but I can use special skills that I've got to improve the show.
I really like it.
I reckon there's others that can do the same.
Yeah, let us know.
If they've got time on their hands, I appreciate it. Not many
You're like the Jeremy Vine of bangers off of the election.
Yeah.
I'm not eating a sandwich, no?
No, that's Adam Bolton. You got that wrong.
Bolton.
Stick to stats. Although I do like that Adam Bolton clip. Have you got it there?
The one off Sky News?
The sandwich.
Yeah, they come to him and he's eating a sandwich. Didn't realise they were coming back to him. Of course I have. It's in my list of favourites.
We'll leave it there and I'll pass it back to you, Adam.
Thank you very much indeed, Ed. What? This is Battersea.
Get it down. Get it down, you Adam.
Come on, Adam.
Keane, are you a... I hope you don't mind me asking. Are you single?
Oh, God.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I was just going to say, these kind of skills must really impress.
Well, no, my boyfriend was mortified when I told him I was coming on.
Oh, why?
He was like, oh, no, please don't.
Have you shown him your spreadsheets?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Okay, good.
Do you staticise everything in your life, or is it just bangers that you do this for?
Unfortunately, no. I remember me and my boyfriend did a big, huge James Bond movie score sheet because we wanted to pick our favourite. I do one every year for the Eurovision, of course.
Yes!
How many books I read in a year, like a ridiculous amount.
Oh, Keane, you're the man.
Yeah. We love you. Okay. Right, so please, like, now you've got a job, please do keep on doing it.
I can keep emailing in random facts as the game progresses.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, anything that you notice, any trends or anything like that. But you know what? After this phone call, if Scott does try to contact you and tries to pay you just to feed the stats to just him, don't do it.
All right, good to speak to you, Keane.
Good to speak to you.
Keep in touch.
Will do.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so this person says, come on, you melons. If you were only allowed pop and it was 100% pop, then you could expect it to add up to 100. You didn't ask what percentage of winning pop songs was achieved by you or Scott. That would have worked.
I think the main headline here is we've got a stats guy for bangers.
Yeah,
how awesome.
When he says 47% of the time, he means 47% of the time that you choose pop that you win. And Chris, 46% of the times that Chris has picked pop, he has been successful. That's from Jason. All of the stats people are on now. But I like that we do have a stats guy for the show. That's a result.
One.
Hiya, this is Radio 1, that's The Script and Superheroes and My Way by Calvin Harris.
Just seen something absolutely unbelievable on Twitter, right? So Manchester United are playing Northampton tonight.
Yeah.
And it seems that someone's managed to capture on their Snapchat the Man United team training in a car park in Northampton.
Right? Right? Or to have a little bit of last minute practice.
Legit real.
Would you say they need the practice?
You saw them against Watford, didn't you?
Football joke there. I made a football joke. Yes.
How mad is that? They're all just in a car park, I assume somewhere in Northampton or on the way to Northampton, stretching and doing a training session.
Love that.
It's not something you expect to see at the surfaces, is it?
You don't really.
It's so strange.
You don't even get that at Beaconsfield.
No, there's a lot of service station chat today.
There is, yeah. Okay, let's do it. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Dong, D-O-N-G, that's the currency. It's largely in paper money, and I'm understanding that it takes a sort of fistful of dongs just for a small amount of daily food, etc.
Get a bit of steak.
A bit of steak, yeah. The food is fantastic there. Like, you can have steak for breakfast, lunch and dinner with spuds if you like that.
Steak. Yes, yes.
List of cheeses
all
there.
The cheese.
And syncope maske to your hop eating.
Try that with words first.
Ein syncope maske to your hop eating.
Good. Good.
Right.
Okay.
And in the song.
A syncope mask into your heart beating.
A syncope mask into your heart beating.
We need another singing lesson soon.
A
Oh, there's loads on already. Look, they're so keen for it. Dan and his Massey tractor in Hampshire, cultivating and bumbleoing at the same time. You try it, it's difficult. Bumbleoing my parcels out of my party van, says Rob in Swindon. Strong gap today, intense, says James. Bumbleoing his not off in a tractor in the Scottish borders. Good gap, Mills, says Tom in Cheltenham.
Really good gap. Rich from Cheltenham as well, on a mad one. Yet again in the van, though.
There's so much madness you can have in a van. Really.
Go for it if you want.
Come on, then. Bamboleo. Me and Chris have started playing this at student gigs. It's going down quite the treat.
Oh, yeah, massive shout-out to Luke, who heard Bumbleo Wednesday... Well, Bumbleo played at the Paralympics in the dressage ceremony last
yes.
week. They went mad for it. And shout-out to his gold-winning sister, Sophie Wells. Yes!
Go on, Sophie! Bamboleo! Domo is bumbleoing his 99 flake-off.
Oh,
uh-oh. Oh, not again.
Must be a bit.
40 of those.
That's what we miss on the Freshers Night.
Yeah, we need that in it. Billy in Colville's bumbleoing his notice letter off. He's just quit his job.
Spence bumbleoing his spanners off.
James window cleaning in the sun in Leicester.
John, Nigel and Adrian in Devon bumbleoing their boom off. Is that one?
I don't know. Sam and his tractor. Kent in Essex, that's confusing. And Emma in Swindon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Did you hear Ross Noble off of Comedy yesterday doing Innuendo Bingo? Brilliant. And now it's Morgan in the Morning on BBC Radio Stoke. See, it's tough when you're a smaller breakfast show, but I think Morgan has absolutely nailed it.
A lot of people on the right end of my bell this morning here at BBC Radio Stoke.
Oh, God. Holy moly.
I don't know why he was wearing full biker gear, but he was. Ross Noble, and you can see that on BBC iPlayer right now. It's on the Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer. If you've got anyone that you want to get on Innuendo Bingo, by the way, let us know on 81199. Always looking for suggestions. Tomorrow, in the wet seat at 1:45, is Helen Skelton.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, hopefully, this next caller on Bangers will be a girl from Scotland who likes R&B and hip-hop, because then I'm a guaranteed win.
Yeah.
According to our stats guy.
Sorry? What guy?
Our stats guy, Keane, earlier.
Don't get it mixed up.
No. He does statistics and that.
Anyway, you need a win.
I really do.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, are you from Scotland and like R&B and hip-hop?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, who are you, please?
My name's Sam, and I'm from Cambridge.
Hey, Sam, how old are you?
25.
25, and what are you doing today?
I'm just on my way back from a meeting I've been at in Cheltenham.
Oh, yeah. What do you do in Cheltenham?
I just met with the race course. I work for a company that organises horse racing trips in the UK and abroad.
Horse racing trips? What do you mean?
Yeah. So, like, weeks at Cheltenham, Ascot, or, like, going to the Dubai World Cup or things like that.
So, like, is this just for the horses or is this for people to enjoy? Like, you're not the one who puts the horses...
No, I don't organise the horses. I organise, like, people going to see them.
Oh, right. That's disappointing a bit, because I did want to know how they get the horses to Rio for the Paralympics and the Olympics.
They fly them on a plane.
Yeah, so, yes. So yeah, right. So this is what I wanted to know more about. So
they go in, like, quarantine. It's like a big cargo plane. There's, like, other horses on there.
Right. Are they turning left? Are they going first there, or...?
No, it's like once. It's just one class. Like EasyJet, just one class.
Right. Okay.
Do they get TVs in there or anything? Like, because it, I just the thing is, I've got visions of it being just a really long trip.
And the thing is with planes, it's always good because you get the new films first, don't you?
Yeah, I don't think they get that.
Right. Do horses go on holiday?
Maybe like to the beach for the day.
Yeah, maybe.
What?
No, it makes sense. No, what she's saying is like, yeah, maybe you just take the horse down. But the point is here, this Sam doesn't know any better because Sam isn't transporting the horses around the place.
Right.
She's transporting people to race courses.
Okay, yeah. I got you. So, but you don't know whether they spend like a week in the Costa del Sol or like putting their sun their towels out early.
I believe not.
Right, okay, good.
But you know when billionaires are well attached to their pets and they fly them out all over the place? I reckon that happens with some horses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you want to know what I've got for you today?
Yeah.
Who do you normally side with?
Scott.
Oh, okay. Here's what I've got. Tune, Bruno Mars, Grenade.
Are you okay, hon? Feels a tad melty.
It's a great song.
It is a good song, but just worry for you. Is it freshers? Is it getting to you a bit? Is it just gone a bit emo?
Yeah, maybe.
A bit overtired. It's like, I've got a grenade.
Let's not forget you chose that rubbish Bruno Mars song once that no one likes.
I did, Bang Bang, one? Like a drum gorilla or whatever.
Yeah, gorilla.
It was.
Right, let's not forget you chose gorilla once.
That's true, this is way better than that. Oh, Sam, you can have this. Yeah. Kiko Bon. A sticky situation. This is just me trying to hold on to summer as long as possible.
Yeah.
Okay, do I have to pick now?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that Chris is right. I think it's a bit depressing, Scott. I'm going to have to go for Chris.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry.
Okay. It'll just always remind me of you in the shower, unfortunately.
That's fine.
For who?
Well, for you.
Kiko Bun, Sticky Situation on BBC Radio 1.
And that's not where we've showered together to that song. That was where you sent me down to the showers and I sang along to that song.
Thanks for clarifying. That sounded really weird.
I appreciate if no one knows the story, that would sound, it would sound close.
I mean, if you just tuned in. I'm being reprimanded on Twitter for this. After these choices, lads, I'm surprised no one turned around and said, I don't want either. Step your game up.
Ollie and Litchfield, get this. Both poor choices today, lads. In the words of Simon Cowell, have you brought another song choice?
We should have one in the bag in case.
I think, Sticky Situation will go down as one of the greats.
Yeah, I'm just being called a melt, a salad, all sorts. Okay, I'll up my game for tomorrow then.
Well, 2-0 down, because obviously we didn't do it on Monday. 2-0 down. This week's looking like another shocker for you.
The Scott Mills Daily. I need to find a new tactic on bangers. I'm having a bit of a crisis about it.
Why are you so worried?
I don't know. I just feel that you're winning a lot at the moment.
Well, I am. I am, massively.
I'm DJing in Norwich tonight. Someone says, hope you've got better songs than for tonight when you DJ. # high expectations.
Oh, no.
What's going on with me?
I'll be DJing at Cardiff Uni with all the bangers.
Sure, okay. Okay, I need to... If anyone knows how I can pull this back, then let me know, please. I'm after outside help now, I am.
So you're putting it out there. You want everyone else to decide the songs for you.
I might have to get our stats man back on to see where I'm going wrong. The Scott Mills Daily. Clara's playing Real or No Real at 3:40. BBC Radio 1. He's a real judge on TV and definitely the sassiest person they've ever had on Strictly Come Dancing. It's Judge Rinder. Hello.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. Are you all right?
No, I'm in terrible pain.
Go on.
Well, I've been trying to sort of do new moves with Oksana, and sadly it hasn't gone terribly well. I think I've been trying to sort of avoid unhappy parts of her body, and the hand placement has caused me to hurt my back.
Oh, no.
It's exhausting. I know.
Oh, love, you thought this was going to be so much fun. When you saw me do it, you were like, oh, this, that looks like a laugh.
It's all a great big lie. You lie. You go on these videos in between each week and you sort of smile and say how wonderful the journey is. It's all a great big talky. I've been, you know, I've hurt my back. I've been limping around. And now I'm so nervous, frankly. You know, my stomach has been going funny.
So do we know your song choice now?
No, apparently it's going to be published this evening.
Okay, cool.
Okay, you don't want to tell us now?
No, I'm not allowed. I'm sure I'll be in breach of some sort of contract. I'm like the other.
Since when's that worried you? You'll get out of it?
Well, I can't. I've read it, and they'll get upset. And I, you know, I could live without litigation on top of my dance.
You sound so broken. It's like it's broken. Your Freshers
Week.
No, I'm
really excited about it. Actually, genuinely, I'm really looking forward to it. I think the problem is, do you remember this, Scott? What was it like for the first few weeks? You know, between the sort of opening dance, right, and the doing of it, there's this sort of delay, and so you end up repeating the same routine and getting really nervous.
That's right, and because you have 3 weeks to learn the first dance, which actually is quite a long time, and you must have mastered it by now, I'd imagine.
Well, I don't know if I've mastered it. I just keep doing the same thing, and then eventually start memorising the same mistake. What was your best move in the first 3 weeks?
Putting one hand up in the air.
You spent 3 weeks putting one hand up in the air.
Yeah, well, my progress.
Mine was Rock DJ by Robbie Williams, because generally your first dance is to do with your job. So I'm imagining, as I said the other day, some judge scenario will be on, some judge song.
Oh, you'll have to see. I had heard of the song. Definitely. I had heard of it.
You know the song?
Which is quite an amazing. Well, I don't have much of a pop repertoire, do I?
No.
I mean, you know, I don't really know what happened after 1950.
No.
But I had heard of it.
Okay.
You will have heard of it.
And
it's very upbeat.
Is it a cha-cha?
Oh, I can't say, but I think I may have accidentally disclosed it in the course of this conversation.
Do you know what? Oh. You're being all silent about everything. Tell us how.
That's what they make you do,
let's
though.
Get the real gossip.
Look, I'm the only one. I've read the contract.
Oh, of course you have. You're a judge.
I'm completely stum about it. So they were, but, I mean, apparently tonight at 9 o'clock, you'll find out.
Okay.
I can leave the rest to everybody's imagination. Everybody else is terribly kind. They're all sort of terribly sweet. Did you have this?
Oh, they're really nice.
You're lying. You've become all strictified. You're being nice about everyone.
Tell
us the truth.
I'm telling you, I was about to give you a disclosure.
Yes.
They do cheer. It's like being in The Sound of Music.
Yeah, everyone cheers all the time. It's like,
I know.
When you walk into the room, they're like, yeah!
I know. Sadly, I don't tend to do kindness. Well, some would say ever, but certainly not before midday.
Do you know everyone's names yet?
Are you going to test me? If
no.
you are, then the answer to that is no.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it's going well, apart from the injury.
No, it's going fine. I mean, it's going absolutely fine. Sorry, I've got some terrible moron on the other line.
Oh.
But sadly, I can't tell them to leave.
Is that Benedict Cumberbatch, is it?
Shockingly enough, no. He gets in touch with me with smoke signals these days.
What do you mean you've got someone on the other line?
No, they've gone now. So it was probably them saying, please don't disclose what dance you're doing.
Right, OK. Well, I look forward to this on the weekend.
No, I'm really excited. I don't want to be downbeat. I'm just a little bit... Were you nervous? Honestly?
Yes, so nervous. I can totally relate.
Well, I don't know if this is a problem. I mean, generally speaking, I've, you know, existed in the philosophy that I don't really care what other people think of me. I've only been really terribly worried about what I think of others. And so this whole experience is new for me, Scott. Do you know what I mean?
You're going to be absolutely fine.
Yeah, I think you're going to be great.
Listen, good luck, Judge Rinder. You're going to be fine this weekend. I know you won't be voted out.
Yes, because no one's voting.
Oh, yeah.
This week.
All right, I'll speak to you next week then.
Bye then.
Love you, bye, 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 bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We're fully behind Judge Rinder, aren't we, for Strictly this year? Fully behind.
Yeah, totally.
Trying to work out what his first song will be.
We're just trying to think of justice songs, really, aren't we?
Anything
sort of
legal.
Law-related legal songs.
He's already ruled out the courtroom drama that is Blue or Rise.
Yeah, Guilty Conscience, Eminem. Trouble.
Sugar, We're Going Down, Fall Out Boy.
Justice vs. Simeon, that kind of thing.
I can't wait to see what it is at the weekend.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
James Arthur could be number one this Friday. Say You Won't Let Go. Clara Amfo.
Scott Mills. Chris Stark.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys. We were just saying that your live lounges this month have been Amazing.
We've been really, really spoilt this year.
Like, you always expect one dodgy one, don't you?
Well, do you know what? So far, we've been lucky. Nobody's been whack, and no, I'm really, really happy about that.
Yeah, because you are on the front line for that, aren't you? If it's been a dodgy one, it is very tricky to know what to say straight away.
Okay.
Because they look to you. The funniest thing is, there's always a couple of seconds of silence, because you've got to leave a couple of seconds of silence, right?
Before going.
Make sure they finish.
Woo!
And then sometimes I'm like, oh, what is Clara going to say? What's the first thing? And sometimes you're like, very good, very good. And they clearly look at you to go, well, hang on a minute. Are you saying that to try and cover up something? Yeah. Or do you really mean that? And then obviously you start reading out all the text and you give your opinion and they're happy. You just see their relief because they do look to you.
No, you're the first person they come to for reassurance.
Oh, yeah. Goodness me. Well, like you said, like we've all said, we've been lucky. We've been lucky this year. There was a session early on this year.
Yeah.
Don't want to carry on having this conversation.
No. Okay. You were with friends.
Go on.
Earlier on this year, there was. Do you know what?
Not keen.
Do you know what? It's not. Okay. It's not.
Well, here's another question then. If there is a slightly dodgy live lounge, have you got in your head the first thing that you're going to say?
What I will always do, right? Okay.
I love this. Real talk.
No, real talk. Love. Okay. So I've been doing the show a year and a half now.
Yep.
And it honestly, it's only been one where I thought, oh, gosh.
At the time.
At the time. And I thought, oh, dear. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to disrespect you because you've just poured your heart out on national radio. Yeah. And for me, because sometimes people text me like, oh, my God, why are you saying that again? Because I'm not going to stand there and tell someone that was awful. That's really horrible. It's not the X Factor.
Exactly.
Not Simon Cowell out here. But, on the occasion that that one was a little bit dodgy, I just focused on the things that I did like but didn't mention the vocal.
So okay,
basically,
good.
I put out facts, but I didn't say you sounded great because that would be a lie and that's not my style.
The bass player was awesome. That kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like
focusing on the bass player.
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed this chat, you know. Because I wouldn't know what to say. I'd be like, oh, God.
And that's not to say, though, going forward, that any time I compliment the band, it means the singer was awful. Just so you know. But on that occasion, I remember I just concentrated on all the other bits apart from that person's vocal because it just... There was a few moments there which were... Yeah. It was tough. Anyway.
All right, let's play today's Real or Noru with Clara.
Novelty US rapper and shouty bloke Fat Man Scoop is retraining to become an airline pilot.
Oh, amazing.
Now, the thing is about Fat Man Scoop is that he is a jack of all trades.
Is he?
Is he?
He is, but he's always on reality TV.
Yeah.
He pops up on so many different types of shows in other countries. He's active.
Right, so he's on a lot, is he? So he'll be like doing Germany Dancing with the Stars right now.
Exactly. Or he'll do, you know, like Celebrity Mr. and Mrs. in America.
Oh, right.
Or he'll do like MasterChef Ukraine.
But he's not so bothered about music anymore, are you saying?
Well, he can live off one song for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I know. But wouldn't it be great if he came back? Or is that just me? Would you let him in your live lounge?
I think it was obvious.
Potentially.
Time. But is he becoming an airline pilot, real or no real?
Well, he's probably got a load of money from that song that he did. So you need a lot of money to train to be a pilot, I'm led to believe. So why not? I'm going to go real.
I think
that's mad.
Because he likes the sound of his own voice and would love to shout at people down the tannoy and tell people to get ready for the flight and to buckle up and all that. I'm going to say this is real.
Bass drop.
Yeah.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Not true. Although he was recently filmed taking to the tannoy on a flight from Newcastle to Ibiza.
Amazing.
We can hear that now. Here we go.
All my Johnnies, make some noise! If you're ready to party in Ibiza, make some noise!
Ibiza!
There he is, on Jet 2 Airlines.
All celebrities should have to do this. If you're famous and you're on a plane, you should be on the tannoy.
Absolutely.
Well, I would love to do that.
You should, because you know what? Loads of famous people, real talk, I'm led to believe, get upgrades, right? But just because they're famous, they're super famous, they get told, right, you know what, you can go to first class. I think in exchange, they should always have to go on the tannoy.
Here's the thing, if you're proper famous and rich, you don't need to get an upgrade because you're already affording it.
But you should still be on the tannoy because you're super famous.
Right. That's true.
That's what I believe. If there's a famous on your plane, they should be there performing.
But I've always wanted to do captain voice. That reassuring voice. We're travelling at 37,000 feet, just going over the coast of France right now and dropping down through Germany, then Croatia, and then I don't know where I'm going. I've always wanted to do that reassuring voice. I always have on the plane.
I reckon that's going to happen.
I'll never be a captain.
We once wrote a song on the show, do you remember, about being a captain on a plane?
Yeah,
do you remember? Had a rap and everything.
Yeah. Okay, let's play a song and we'll come back and do Real or No Real in a minute, all right?
Yep.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That'll never learn. Biffy Clyro, Radio 1. Clara's here playing Real or No Real today. Hi, my love.
Hello, my loves.
Here's the next one.
Your potential Tinder matches can now see what songs you've been streaming on your smartphone.
Well.
Okay. Well, you'd be fine. Me, not so much.
Well. I've got an eclectic taste, as you know. Mm. There's a few dodgy tunes on there.
Is there? Because the shuffle on my phone is. I always worry whenever I'm at a party, right? And for some reason, it's always my phone that they ask to put on. Mm. So I'll plug my phone in.
Is that because you're on radio? What?
Yeah, put it on shuffle, and then just the fear at the end of every song about what the next song's going to be.
I know what you've got on there.
We had. I was at a wedding recently, and the next day they put on music outside because everyone was just sort of chilling outside in a bit of fragile state. And it was my phone providing the soundtrack to that. And at the end of every song, genuinely, I had this anxiety about what was going to come on next.
All I can say, Chris, is it's a good job you're not single. With this new fact, if it's true.
How harsh. No, I do have some embarrassing songs on there. Do you want a quick experiment?
Okay. Oh, no, what are you doing?
So, on my phone, I'll just go on shuffle.
Oh,
right?
God. Okay.
First song. Oh, I'm worried about the language, but here we go.
Okay, that's fine. Read to
okay,
over.
Read to okay. How we fine. Do. Yeah. Next shuffle, go.
Oh, okay.
This is the Demi Lovato version of Let It Go, which is somehow found.
Not the one by Idina Menzel.
Not even Idina.
Or Adele Naeem, as John Travolta called
that. Do you remember that? That was so good.
That was life.
Oh, my God, I forgot about
and
that.
And here is Adele Naeem. Oh, Johnny T.
One
listen.
More.
Okay.
Dread to think. Oh, yes, this is all right. This
what,
is a tune.
Dubs and Mr. Playing with fire. Yeah.
Playing with fire. This was a banger.
No, that was a banger at the time. You get a pass for
that's
that.
That's fine, then.
No. Is that the one that's like, my name's Shaniqua and what?
No, that's Ouch, and that is a tune.
You know it.
I will never hear a bad word.
Yeah,
love.
Against Ouch by N-Dubs. That's my karaoke.
Do you know what? That could have been worse.
My name's Shaniqua and what? Nah, get the hell up off my baby.
She knows it. All of it. So do your potential Tinder matches now see what songs you've been streaming on your smartphone, real or no real, Clara Amfo?
I say that's real because I judge a man by his taste in music.
Oh, no.
No.
That's why we could never go out. Chris?
Based on that, I think it's a horrendous idea. So I think no real.
That one is real.
True.
What?
Starting this week, your potential matches on this dating app that rhymes with Judge Rinder can now see your most played songs on the popular streaming app that rhymes with Spotify. So you've also got the option to add your favourite song to an anthems tab, which will play when a potential match views your profile.
What?
That's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
But when you're single, you listen to lots of melty songs.
Do you?
So you can look a bit pathetic on Tinder, aren't you? It's all the scripts and
all
stuff
right,
like that.
All right,
I'm falling to pieces. Like that kind of thing.
Yeah. And finally,
to secure Rihanna's vocal for This Is What You Came For, superstar DJ Calvin Harris agreed to meet a man in a hotel room, collect a brown paper bag, and leave in a helicopter.
What?
All of these stories are just... oh, my gosh. Today.
They're good today, aren't
they're
they?
They're really, really making me laugh.
So, you really want Rihanna to appear on your song. You'll do anything. But when you meet a random man in a hotel room, collect a brown paper bag with said vocals, and then leave immediately in a helicopter.
I don't understand. I don't understand this for so many different ways. So what? So it would be a recording of her voice, and there would be a guy there in a coat and sunglasses, looking kind of suspicious.
I've got the vocals here in the bag.
I've got the vocals here in the bag. You've got the.
What's the vocals?
You got the cash. I've got the vocals.
Is that what it was? A cash for vocals exchange?
I don't know. I'm just saying the brown paper bag scenario makes
suppose
me think,
it
yes.
The brown paper bag does suggest there was a cash transaction.
Indeed.
There,
and
it?
Also, like, for tax reasons, we should probably...
Oh, yeah. Sorry. No, there probably wasn't then.
No.
Because
that would
also
be quite a lot of money that he would have to pay in tax. And if it was cash only, then that would, like... Hmm. Anyway. Yeah, go on.
I'm quite saddened by the fact that Calvin would make Rihanna go through all that effort.
What, to record some vocals?
Well, no, but, you know, dropping vocal... Actually, it's the other way around, I'm thinking.
No, Rihanna, because yeah. Rihanna wouldn't... I don't think Rihanna was at the hotel lobby wearing, like, a big coat and shades and trying to disguise herself. I thought this would be, like, a representative or something in the hotel. I've got the vocal. I've got her vocals here. She would be. She hasn't got the time to be in a hotel lobby.
Yeah, she might have sent her best mate Melissa, who's always with her.
The vocals are in the bag. is this real or not?
The thing is, I've heard that in a lot of songs, the artists themselves and the person that's making it don't ever really meet properly.
True.
So that would suggest that this is the case in this. Now Rihanna's a massive star. She's always busy. So I can believe that this might have happened. I'm going to go real.
I'm going to say no real because I get the feeling that Rihanna and Calvin are actually legit mates. It's not like, oh, showbiz, showbiz. Okay. Well, we're so best friends or whatever.
It could have been a diary issue, though.
It could have been, but I suspect she would have made the actual effort to go and hang out with him in the studio. So I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh, wow.
So Calvin said in a recent interview that due to Rihanna's incredibly tight schedule, the vocal for This Is What You Came For was recorded in New York, where Calvin was on hand to collect it on a hard drive, which was placed in a brown paper bag before heading back to LA in a helicopter. Calvin later said, "It felt incredible knowing that I had the most important vocals that I've ever got in the helicopter in a bag, and it felt amazing."
You need to do that in Calvin Harris's voice.
No. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
Okay, it's a draw. I got 10. Clara, you got 10.
Yeah.
That was a fun game today, guys. Thanks, Clara.
Absolute pleasure.
That's it for Wednesday. Tomorrow we're back at 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1, and playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 is Helen Skelton. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.